Hi again, everyone. Nancy Newman back here with you once more in our Meadowlands studio with tonight's edition of the Nissan Post Game Show. Our final score from Continental Airlines Arena: Nets 109, Kings 96. Cracked rib, bad back, no evidence for Jay Kidd. He was the man of the hour with 22 points to lead the way. So the Nets improved to 26-30. They had lost three straight, 4-0 now over the last 10 when they held their opponents under 100 points, and the Kings fall to 23-31. Time for us to welcome back in the men who called the game, Marv Albert and Mark Jackson. And guys, certainly the Nets coming up with some inspired basketball tonight and playing like a team, as though a burden had been lifted off their shoulders this one day after the trade deadline. Likely no coincidence.
Nancy, I thought that Mark's chat with Vince Carter was telling. Not that all your conversations aren't telling, but you talked about the fact that Vince is probably relieved after the trade deadline, and he was right up front about it and said no question there was an effect.
Well, you take a look at the way that Vince Carter and Jason Kidd played tonight. Not only them, but it has an effect not only on the individuals discussed in the trade talks, but it has an effect on the entire basketball team. So a sense of relief as a team collectively. They played inspired basketball for the first time in a long time and finished off a team that they were superior to.
And Vince Carter with excellent back-to-back games following the All-Star break, had the 46 in a losing effort against the Hornets the other night, comes back 10 of 16, as you saw, for 26 points tonight. How about Jason Kidd? We talked about it during the telecast. He's in there with a back injury. He's in there with cracked ribs and comes up with his ninth triple-double of the season.
Well, how good is this guy? I mean, Hall of Fame basketball player already. Just continues to amaze, inspiring this basketball team, doing it all on both ends of the floor, making plays for guys, and just seeing him on the floor, knowing what he's going through, what his body is going through. It motivates the guys around him.
And Lawrence Frank has to be very pleased with the performance of the bench. He got big numbers from two guys, Marcus Williams. Marcus coming up with 7 of 10, 19 points in his 21 minutes. And Eddie House played nearly 30 minutes, 8 of 18, 3 from downtown. He had 20 points.
Well, what you want from your guys off the bench, do exactly what you're called upon. Eddie House is a scorer coming off the bench. His job is to come in and be ready to shoot open, tough shots. He is knocking them down. When he does that, it opens up the floor. It takes pressure off of Vince Carter and Jason Kidd and anybody else on the floor. And Marcus Williams playing with an extreme amount of confidence, looking to get into the interior and finding guys. Not only that, but scoring. So those guys are giving the Nets a scoring lift off of the bench.
But there is one major concern. The Nets did lead wire to wire, led by as many as 27 points in the first half. But here are the Kings. Despite the lack of energy, touched on that earlier, they get back into the game. They're within 8 with about 3 minutes to play. And the Nets have had the difficulties closing out games, received a scare tonight.
As a coach, you say, guys, I'm not just looking at the Sacramento King game. I'm looking towards the future. I'm looking towards a week from now, a month from now. I'm looking towards the playoffs, where it's going to be important that we close out basketball games. So let's build on this. Let's build on the first quarter, the second quarter, and then it has to come from your leaders on your basketball team saying it's not enough just to beat the Kings. We have to take care of business when it's called upon. We can't be satisfied with hanging on to a victory against an uninspired Sacramento Kings basketball team.
And take a look at the numbers. You have Mike Bibby plays 19 minutes, 1 of 7. Kevin Martin, who leads the Kings in scoring better than 20 a game, plays only 15 minutes, 1 of 5, 2 points.
No, they have issues. They have issues. When you take a look at that basketball team, the way they came out to play, did not show up until down the stretch when they closed the lead against the Nets. But the team has issues. There's things going on in Sacramento. You can't point the finger, but when you have guys just going through the motions, it tells you that the coach's message is not being received from the guys.
And, Mark, for the first time in several years, the Knicks and the Nets will get together here Sunday night in a game of great significance, with both teams vying for a playoff spot and both teams feeling a bit better about things. Not that you wish harm to anyone, but with Dwayne Wade out now with that dislocated left shoulder, it's a wild chase for those final spots in the Eastern Conference.
Well, thank God for the Eastern Conference, because when you look at the records of both of these teams, they have no business being in the race for a playoff spot. But when you think about the position of the other teams in the Eastern Conference, it makes it exciting, it makes it interesting, and it's a battle. It's a battle for who's going to fight for a playoff spot, and now all of a sudden this game matters for both teams.
All right, Knicks and Nets here on Sunday night. It's an early start, 6 o'clock. We'll be on with the pregame show at 5:30 right here on YES. Let's get back to Nancy.
Thanks, Marv. Mark, great job as always, guys. See you next
time. Thank you,
Nancy.
All right, guys, have a good night. Defense has been a problem much of the season for the Nets this campaign. Well, tonight, finally, an evening that Coach Frank can be pleased about. They did finish up this one strong, although the Kings did try to make it interesting in that third quarter, dominating in most of the statistical categories, shooting more than 52% from the floor, 11 of 20 from three-point range, dominating in assists and rebound as well. So, nice night all around. Let's hear from the head coach, Lawrence Frank.
That was big. You know, the first quarter, we definitely set the way that we were going to play the game. And, you know, obviously fortunate, you know, Sacramento played last night. Yet our guys did a very, very good job. I think they only shot 4 paint shots in the first quarter, which was huge. Second quarter, they were able to get to the line 10 times. But yet we were making jump shots and good rhythm shots. So defensively, we did some real good things. Jason and Vince set a tone overall. Our bench was tremendous. To get 51 points from the bench is a real positive. So now we just it's good to get off this night after losing 3 in a row, and we just got to keep on getting better.
Do you sense any kind of relief now that the deadline has passed?
I don't know. Those guys could probably answer it better than I could. I think there's definitely some angst with it. I mean, obviously, Vince played phenomenal. You know, the our last game against New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and Jason played well. He just didn't make shots. But maybe just from a team that, you know, that we know this is the group we definitely have moving forward. And if we're going to do what we want to do and what we've talked about, then we can't wait too much longer.
Jason, as much as anyone would have had an excuse to pout because of his injuries or because of the fact that he was dangled, you know, in a trade, but yet, you know, he came out and, you know, proved that all that stuff didn't matter.
Well, the thing that makes Jason so different from so many players is that, let's reflect back, a couple years ago, the guy needed microfracture surgery, okay? Instead of getting surgery, what did he do? He put his reputation on the line and he played. Why? For the good of the team. And so this guy is, that's why he's so different. So he obviously has some injuries, but, you know, it takes a whole lot for him not to play. And that is a rarity in all sports for a guy to risk his, I mean, the guy in that Detroit game couldn't make a shot, right? Goes over, but he didn't make an excuse. And, you know, I mean, he's a one special guy.
Have you ever allowed yourself to imagine what it would be like if he wasn't here?
If you what?
Wasn't here?
No, I just deal with what we got. I never crossed that path. So if anyone appreciates him, it's coaches who have coached him. Because as we said a long time ago, he is a coach maker.
Have you gotten to the point where you've almost come to expect something like that from him on a night like tonight where he's got everything else going on? He shouldn't have a game like this.
I think the great thing about him is, you know, he is going to come ready to play every single night. And as the captain of the team, that puts, you know, that's a great kind of peer pressure mechanism to have. And yet, you know, Vince has put together 2, you know, high quality games. And, you know, we've talked about our bench for the most part has been very, very good. And you know, the key is for us is defensively, are we committed to doing it? And, you know, we did it in stretches tonight. But as we've always said, it's not a sometime thing. It's an all-the-time thing.
Talk about the play of your other point guard tonight, Marcus Williams, as well.
Yeah, you know, Marcus, again, made shots. I think he finished with 19 points. Did a good job in pick-and-roll situations. He got a bunch of jumpers tonight off spot-up situations, off ball reversal. So that was just a good indicator of, you know, him getting rhythm shots because the ball was moving. You know, I mean, he's coming along. He's going to have some bumps along the road. But he's a cool customer, and you know, even though he, you know, the first time he saw the pressure, he kind of, you know, was a little bit lackadaisical against it. He bounced right back and went right through it the next time. So Marcus was very good tonight.
Alrighty, you heard the coach alluding to Jason Kidd, and what a phenomenal night he had. 22 points on 8 of 16 shooting, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and another triple-double, the 84th of his career. Now, Jason Kidd ties his career high with his ninth triple-double of the season. He had nine triple-doubles in 1995-96 with the Mavericks, and in 03-04, at that time, of course, with the Nets. And interestingly, the last triple-double Jason had this season come against these very Kings on January the 22nd. Let's hear now from the man, Jay Kidd.
Nothing hurt me in the last game. Shots didn't fall. I had great looks in and out. So now that I've changed my role to a shooter, I'm going to keep shooting. And that's the mentality of the great shooters in this league. So I'm trying to learn on the run.
You said you were never bothered by all this stuff or whatever, but does it change the way the team goes into things when it's over? So, you know, especially you guys have been struggling all year. Now you know this is the team that you're going to need to get to the playoffs.
Well, I mean, you know, this is pretty much it. I don't think, you know, there was going to be too many changes in the sense of, you know, everybody speculated. But, you know, at the end of the day, nobody got traded. And so this is the group from, you know, day one that we're going to have to go and get it. You know, we can't sit back and wait. You know, each time we take the floor, we got to try to find a way to win. And, you know, tonight was a good, you know, start for that. And so, you know, we want to protect home before we go out on that long road trip. So, you know, bumps and bruises, whatever it may be, we still got to find a way to win.
Did you feel any discomfort at all? I mean, were you wearing any type of protection?
Well, I don't feel any discomfort. The adrenaline, you know, a lot of times can carry you through that. It's just in the morning where you feel it the most. But I'm wearing a protected, you know, vest, and so, you know, hopefully the rib will heal fast and I don't have to wear that. But, you know, the big thing is I've been wearing it in practice and trying to get used to it, and, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Who are you feeling in the second quarter? Because it looked like you guys really wanted to jump on them at that point.
You know, Sacramento is a dangerous team because they can put up a lot of points in a hurry. So for us was, you know, to concentrate on the defensive end, get some stops and get out and run. We knew they played last night. And so we wanted to try to take advantage of that. In that second quarter, we did that.
A short while ago, our Gordon Damer spoke with Marcus Williams.
You just talk about how you're feeling out there tonight. Obviously, you're shooting it pretty well. It looked like you guys were feeling pretty comfortable. Was there any sense of relief after, you know, getting all this trade deadline stuff out of the way? It seemed like you came out right away, right off the bat, and just seemed more relaxed as a team.
I don't think we really paid attention to the trade deadline. Everyone was pretty quiet about it. No one really spoke on it. And we started off hot, and we tried to hold them off in the fourth. And we made some big shots down the stretch.
Do you, I know you guys probably answered this 1,000 times, but Jason, you know, amazing things that he does out there. You know, it comes into tonight, looks like he's questionable for the game, and all of a sudden he rolls off another triple-double.
You never know with Jay. You always know he's going to bring 110% every night. But he knocked down shots early, he rebounded, got others involved, and that's just his normal game to us.
Obviously, every game the rest of the way is important. You get the next one against the Knicks, a team that you're kind of jockeying with position right now in the East.
We got to come on and do the same thing. Get stops and just make the offensive end easy. Not too difficult. And just go out there and play.
Now the Atlantic Division standings. The Raptors, the Nets, and the Knicks all winners tonight. So status quo. Raptors 4.5 game edge on the Nets as they had to begin the day. And the Knicks 1 game back of the Nets, 5.5 back of the Raptors. Now, Eddie House, as we mentioned, the bench a big-time game. He played nearly 30 minutes, hitting the tough shots tonight on 8 of 18 shooting. Another 20-plus point performance, his second of the year. Eddie House with our Gordon Damer.
Seems very comfortable coming right out of the box. What was different for you guys tonight? You just seemed to come out with a lot of energy, just a different flow than you got lately.
I think mainly we know that we have a very short season. You know, 20, I think it was coming in tonight, 27 games. So we got to approach it like it's 27-game series, season. And take it one game at a time, you know, try to stack some wins together. We know how important it is, especially with D-Wade going out. We know that we have to make a real hard push, and I think that everybody took it upon themselves to come out and play as hard as they can and give maximum effort.
You seemed like right off the bat, you were knocking down shots right away. Was there anything different for you tonight?
No, I was just getting open shots. Sometimes I get shots, and they're open, and I miss them. But tonight they were going down, getting them in rhythm. And, you know, guys kept coming to me. They were double. I mean, they double bench. You got to give up something, and the something was giving up a shot to me.
Jason tonight, another triple-double for him. Do you guys ever get tired to see? I mean, it's amazing how, you know, coming into the game tonight, he's questionable, but yet he still rolls off another triple.
No, you can never get tired of seeing a guy like that. He's special, special player, you know, Hall of Fame player, and, you know, I just feel happy to be a part of the stuff that he's doing.
You mentioned every game's important the rest of the way. Your next one against the Knicks, a team you're kind of jockeying with position right now in the East.
Well, you know, we're going to see what our game plan is going to be tomorrow, work on it, and take care of business on Sunday.
So that is going to do it for the Nissan Post Game Show. And make sure you come back with us on Sunday night when the Nets continue their 5-game homestand by hosting Stephon Marbury and the Knicks in a huge Atlantic Division matchup. Our pregame coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. with tip-off coming at 6 and full recap following the action. So for Marv Albert, Mark Jackson, Gordon Damer, and our entire YES Network team, I'm Nancy Newman saying thanks for watching. Stay tuned for Yogi and a Movie, Jesse Owens returning to Berlin. Enjoy the rest of your night. 109.96 Nets over the Kings.